During World War II, thousands of male soldiers flooded Kingston to work and train at the city's Canadian Forces Base, still a major presence in Kingston. With them came the rich erotic opportunities fostered by the anonymity of being in a male-dominated environment far from home. In his groundbreaking book, Coming Out Under Fire, Alan Berube investigates how social conditions brought on by this war created psychological and physical spaces for realization of same-sex desires. Psychiatric screenings of recruits for signs of homosexuality and the military's anti-homosexual policies thrust the same-sex desire firmly into the public discourse, offering a language for feelings that previously might have been unspoken or even unrecognized. Henry spent the war years in Kingston working on a shipping depot for the army. He describes this period as very open, delighting in the ease at which male same-sex liaisons took place. Men found same-sex partners at the training camps, during military parades, and while strolling on Princess Street. Quote, I'd just see somebody I liked and talk to them without being too obvious, and if they weren't interested, drop it, recalls Henry, estimating that at least 50% were interested. Henry clarifies this interest did not necessarily mean that 50% of the soldiers were gay. He makes the distinction between gays, whose gayness was constituted by their gender transgression in combination with their desire for same-sex sex, and straight men, who were willing to participate in gay sex but retained their straight identities through their masculinity. After the war was over, the military remained a strong presence in Kingston. The passage of men between the base and the downtown transformed a small section of Highway 2 into a cruising area, recalls Earl. When I came here in 1962, there were 65,000 men at the military base. The city was loaded with men, just packed, who always wore civilian clothing in the evening. There were a lot of gays in the military. Oh, one of the great hobbies was to get in your car and say because the bars closed at midnight or 12:30, the most of the guys had to be back by 12. You'd get in your car and drive up that LaSalle Causeway. They were short of money. Naturally, in the military, they weren't paid too well. And they were always walking up the hills, so you'd stop and offer a lift and they'd get back a lot later than they should have. It was a real cruise strip in those days from S&R, a department store downtown at the beginning of Highway 2, along there, across the LaSalle Causeway and up the hill. Oh, a lot of gays were in the military.